Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspapers. Jungle Jim and Kolo have followed the messenger of the chief of the Paguan headhunters through the dangerous hill country to an island in a small lake where Karnak the Killer has his secret headquarters. The messenger tells Karnak his tribe have captured Jungle Jim and his chief is holding them, not knowing that Jungle Jim has made his escape and has been following him. Karnak orders the messenger to return to his chief, behead Jungle Jim and Kolo, and bring the heads without delay to Karnak. He then tells Shanghai Lil what is going to happen. Lil, a closely guarded prisoner in Karnak's headquarters, pleads with him to spare Jim's life, little knowing that right at that moment, Jungle Jim and Kolo are starting across the lake to Karnak's headquarters. The tiny, frail native canoe is only big enough for one man, so as Kolo paddles, Jungle Jim swims beside him. They finally stop.
Kolo, I think we'd better change our course and circle around the island and approach Karnak's headquarters from the rear. Most of Karnak's visitors always cross the lake where that messenger did. Quite likely, if there's a guard at all, he'll be watching the front approach.
That'd be good, Tuan. Maybe we get to house and no one see us.
Yeah. If everybody's asleep, we might be lucky enough to raid the place and pick up something to arm ourselves with. A rifle or revolver would come in mighty handy.
Yes, Tuan. Funny. We see no lights of house on island. Dark now. If people be in house, they must have light.
Karnak probably has the house well hidden. The windows all covered at night. All right, Kolo. Let's get going again. It may take quite a while to paddle around the island.
Good. We go, Tuan. Look, Tuan. Over there, another little island on this side.
Wait, Kolo. Let me see that. No, that doesn't look like an island to me. Say, swing the canoe over that way and paddle closer. I want to get a better look at whatever that is.
Look funny, Tuan. Not look like island. It go up and down. Something float.
I still can't see it very plainly, but looks like a big boat covered over with something. Let's go over and investigate, Kolo.
Look, Tuan. It be big boat.
Wait, Kolo. Hold the canoe on this side here, and I'll swim up there.
What is, Tuan?
Kolo, we've hit on something. This is a seaplane. This is how Karnak travels between here and the mainland. He's got it all covered over with a big camouflage net so that it can't be seen from the air.
That'd be good if we could use it, Tuan.
Oh, there isn't much chance, Kolo. It'd take a good flyer to get this out of here without a spill. But I'm glad to know it's here. Well, let's go, Kolo. And head over there and let's land on that island. That's the most important place right now.
And back on the island, Karnak and his niece and their prisoner Shanghai Lil, completely ignorant of what is taking place out of the lake, are desperately trying to outmaneuver each other. Shanghai Lil, in a last desperate move, has slipped out of the room, down the hallway toward the radio room. But Karnak has noticed her and calls his niece.
Judith, how many times must I tell you to keep a more watchful eye on our prisoner? She took advantage of your absence from the room and has slipped down the hall. If this occurs again, I'm going to have to give you something that will make you remember.
Very well. But you should lock your prisoners up if you don't want them to walk around. I'm going out on the porch if you want me.
Very well. Now I'll see what our little guest is up to.
Hey, sister, what do you want in here? The chief will be plenty sore if he finds you in here alone with me. Now get out, pronto.
Wait, listen to me. You're playing a losing game tying up with Karnak, and it can't last much longer.
So what?
Listen. Help me now. And I'll see that you're taken care of when the government closes in on Karnak.
Listen, sister. You're talking to the wrong guy,
now,
see? I don't know what you want, but whatever it is, you won't get it from me, see? Now, scram.
Listen. The government is going to have the Navy and Marines go over these islands with a fine-tooth comb. Well, you heard those planes searching yesterday, didn't you? It's only a matter of days before they catch up with you. And when they do, it's life in a federal prison for you.
Yeah.
Now, get this. I'm on the governor's staff. Send him a message, and I'll guarantee that you'll go free when they round up this gang.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, sister, but nothing doing. I'll take my chances with the chief, see?
Well...
Now, get out before I call him and tip him off to what you're trying to pull.
Oh, you're a fool. You can't win. I'm giving you a chance to get clear now. It's your last chance.
Thanks just the same, sister. I'll pass it up. Now, will you blow before I get rough?
I wouldn't do that, Fox. Let me handle the young lady.
Yeah, but, Chief, she
I
was...
I know in... all about this. I saw her slip out, followed her down the hall, and overheard her very generous offer. When will you comprehend, Miss DeVille, how utterly useless it is to try to outsmart me? My associates are all very loyal. They're well paid and well protected. They have no reason to do anything else but be loyal. Now, Miss DeVille, I must ask you to come with me.
You win again, Carnac. But your luck can't last. You'll go down pretty soon and drag all these poor fools with you.
Go ahead, Miss DeVille. I'm afraid this is your last fling at freedom. You have abused the privilege of my hospitality. So now I'm afraid I've got to lock you up. And as soon as the handsome head of your foolhardy friend Jungle Jim arrives, I'll think up some way to dispose of you.
In the meantime, Jungle Jim and Kolu have circled the small island and beached their canoe at the back of Karnak's headquarters.
Well, here we are, Kolu. So far, everything is quiet. Yep, there's the back of the house up there. I don't see any sign of a light. And there's no one moving about either.
What do we do first, Tuan Jim?
Get up to that pile of rocks up there and hide. They're close enough to the house to be able to hear any voices. And if all is well, we'll crawl up to the house and have a look around.
See? Big hut up there behind house, Tuan.
And that may be for the native servants if he has any. Or it may be a storehouse. We'll look that over, too. Well, now, come on. Let's get up to that pile of rocks. There's cover up there if anyone should come out and look around.
Wait, Tuan.
What?
I pull canoe up on beach out of water first.
Oh, don't put it up too far, Kolo. We might have to make a quick getaway.
All ready now, Tuan.
All right. Boy, we're in luck, Kolo. There's no guards around. Karnak must be sure of himself a way off here.
Yes, Tuan.
Look, what? Quick, Tuan.
Behind Big Rock,
where?
Someone.
You're right. Wait, look. Look, Kolo. It's a woman.
Stand where you are. Don't move another step forward. I don't want to use this rifle and arouse everybody. But if you value your lives, get back in that boat and clear out of here.
Who do you suppose that is, Kolo?
Very pretty guard, Tuan.
Pretty and dangerous, I'd say.
Maybe Mrs. Karnak, Tuan.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Now I remember who that is. Major Breeze told us in the governor's office quite a while back that Karnak had a beautiful niece he employed as a secretary, and she was the only one who had ever seen his face uncovered, and that she knew his true identity. Now, that must be her.
There's no use standing there talking among yourselves. Every minute you delay adds to your danger. I mean every word I say. If you value your lives, get back into that boat and clear out of here.
All right. All right. That's the way you feel about it, miss. We're on our way. Come on, Cole. Back to the boat.
Where we go now, Tuan?
Straight back to the other side where we got the boat. Then we'll have to figure out a new method of approach. That is, if she doesn't set that uncle of hers on our trail.
Kolo think she not do that, Tuan.
I don't think so either. She wanted her uncle to know we were here. She'd have shouted a scream and had Karnak and his whole gang on our necks.
Here is boat, Tuan. Shall I push it in water?
No, wait a minute. Stall a little, Kolo, and see what happens. I still think she's more of a friend than an enemy. I don't think she'll raise an alarm and have us taken prisoners. She's given us a chance to get away. That's a big point in her favor. Maybe she'll break down a little more and give us some information that might even help us a whole lot more.
She just stand up there, watch now, Tuan.
Mm-hmm.
Not make move to go back to house.
We'll push the canoe into the water and get in, Kolo.
Yes, Tuan.
Then see what happens. I'd like to know why she was hiding behind that rock watching us land. She must have seen us before that and run down and hid there in the rocks. Which once more proves my point, Kolo, that she wants to help us.
If she be on porch of house, she could see us come across lake.
Why, sure she could. It would have been a simple matter to run in the house and give the alarm. Karnak and his crew could have hidden in those rocks, and when we got up there, jumped out and captured us.
Maybe there'd be no one else there, Tuan. Girl all alone in house.
Maybe, but how about the messenger? He wouldn't leave without delivering the chief's message to Karnak. Then there's that seaplane we saw anchored out there in the lake. We're the people who flew that in here. Oh, no, Colo. I'm convinced Karnak and some of his crew are in that house. And for some reason known only to herself, she deliberately befriended us. Gave us a chance to escape.
She still stand by big rocks, not move, Tuan.
Why doesn't she say something? She doesn't appear to be in any hurry to get rid of us.
Look, Tuan.
What?
Look, now she is coming.
Good call. I think my hunch is right. She is our friend.
Will Judith, Karnak's beautiful niece, bear out Jungle Jim's hunch that she is their friend, and will she help them? Will she help Jungle Jim capture her uncle and end his mad career in his desire to rule the Paguan Island? What will happen if the wily Karnak should suddenly discover his niece talking to Jungle Jim and Kolo? Jungle Jim is once more in a perilous position, and anything can happen to turn the tide either to victory or defeat. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all the star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station, so be sure to tune in. We'll be right back.